Hey friends, welcome to episode 86 of Motherhood in Hollywood. I'm Heather Brooker. Today we are talking to author Vanessa Fewings about all things erotic novels. Ooh, that's right. We're going to talk a little bit about the 50 Shades phenomenon. And she's going to talk more about her own erotic novels, how she got started and how she was drawn into that world. So very fun interview coming up with Vanessa. But first, I want to tell you about Up4 Probiotics. If you've ever been curious about trying a probiotic or wondered about the health benefits of it, let me reassure you, you need to try Up4 Probiotics. Go to motherhoodinhollywood.com and click on the Up4 Probiotics image. That'll take you right to their website where you can learn more about the different formulas they have. They've been making probiotics and only probiotics since 1979. So you know it's good quality, well-researched probiotics, unlike a lot of other companies that are out there. The cool thing about Up4 as well is they're available at your local Target store. Pretty neat. Go right now, motherhoodinhollywood.com. Click on the Up4 Probiotics image to find out how you can start creating a happier inside.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, everybody. Happy Oscars week. My favorite week of the year. I'm so excited. So the Oscars are coming up on Sunday night. Are you going to watch? Do you care anymore? I know last year around this time, there was a lot of talk about Oscars so white, and there was a lot of controversy because there was not enough people of color and diversity in the Oscar nominations. And I have not heard those rumblings nearly as much this year. So I don't know if that means maybe the tide is turning, maybe people have kind of moved on because Lord knows there's a lot happening in the political spectrum to distract everybody from the Academy Awards. But I'm excited. I'll actually be working on the awards. I'll be doing a little producing on the awards next Sunday night. So I will not get to sit at home and watch it in my ball gown and with a bowl of popcorn like I usually do, but that's okay. Anyway, I think La La Land is going to sweep it. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. I think La La Land's going to take it all, and I think that Ryan Gosling may win, but I don't know. I don't know, you guys. What do you think? You think Emma Stone will win? Now I'm just sort of asking a bunch of questions. But anyway, leading up to the Oscars this week, I have a lot of cool things I'm getting to go do. I'm going to go to a couple of Academy Award gifting suites where, you know, I talked a little bit about this for the Grammy gifting suite, and the Academy Awards are just as like glamorous and fabulous. And they give, you know, nominees and presenters, they give them trips and skincare and all shoes and, you know, who knows, jewels. I'm excited to go and check it out and get a little glimpse of how the other half lives, if you know what I'm saying, and see what all the fun things are that the Academy Award stars are getting to take home. That is what I'm going to be doing this week. And what else was I going to talk to you guys about? I feel like there was something. Oh, Lord. You guys, I'm really having one of those. I'm really feeling overwhelmed lately. I know I from time to time will mention that here, but I can't seem to say no. I have a hard time saying no and turning things down. So what's happening is I get really overwhelmed and I'm overcommitted, and then I end up not being able to do some things on time or staying up late to get them done. And then I'm tired and it's like a vicious cycle that I can't seem to break. But anyway, I'm working on it. I'm working on getting better about saying no, but like in the nicest way. Got it? Okay. So I want to give a couple of quick mom mentions over on Twitter. If you don't follow me on Twitter at MIH Podcast, you're really missing out on some comedy gold, because that's where I put some of my most random thoughts and inappropriate comments. Dr. Elise Cohen-Ho, thank you for following me at MIH Podcast. Lenny Lou at Lenny Lou Shoes, thank you for following me over there. And also Neurosis Web Series, Social Fly, and Malika Poulter. Thank you so much. I also want to say hello to people who have found me on Facebook. If you're not following me on Facebook, go over there now. That's where I'm going to be focusing a lot of my giveaways. I've got a lot of great giveaways that are coming up, from wonderful skincare products to toys and baby care items and things like that. So you definitely want to make sure you follow me on Facebook, and you can watch my Facebook Lives every Thursday. I want to say hello to Julie Chen, Sharon Schneider, Emil Bunt. But Naru, yes, thank you. And Deanna Huerta. Oh, I love that name, Deanna Huerta. Thank you guys so much for finding Motherhood in Hollywood on Facebook. Robin Poling Howes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, stay tuned. Motherhood in Hollywood on the Facebook page. And also make sure you follow me over on Instagram. That's where a lot of the action is happening these days. I'm sort of addicted to the Insta stories and the Instagram live too. It's so much fun. And then, of course, motherhoodinhollywood.com is where all of this stuff kind of lives in one space. And one last thing. Please don't forget to leave a review for my show. If you've listened to one episode, if you've listened to 90 episodes, which, you know, we're not quite to 90 yet, but just take a second and leave me a quick review on the show and let the people know what you think. Let me know. Appreciate you. All right. So 50 Shades of Grey, or 50 Shades Darker, opened this week, and it's getting some mixed reviews, but the first one did as well. And what I was fascinated by, and what I've been fascinated by since the books came out, is the rise in interest for erotic fiction. You know, like, I feel like our moms growing up used to read the trashy novels by the pool, and it had, like, you know, the sexy romance covers, and they were a little cheesy, but, you know, they loved them. And but 50 Shades of Grey has kind of brought to light a darker, different kind of erotic novel that has become more mainstream and more accepted. So my guest today is an author and a friend of mine. We met years ago filming an episode of Private Practice, and her name is Vanessa Fewings. And she has created many books, from the Enthrall series to a new series of books she has coming out called The Chase, and many more books in between, which she's going to talk about, from self-publishing her books when she first got started to now working with one of the top publishers in the country, and how she got into writing erotic fiction. It's a pretty interesting story. And it's also, for me, just really fascinating to hear everyone's origin story. You know what I mean? Where you started, where you're going. And Vanessa certainly has some really interesting things to say. So without any further ado, here is my interview with author Vanessa Fewings. Are you nervous?
Yes.
You are? Why would you be nervous?
I don't know. It's funnier. You know what? I do better behind the scenes, writing away, mm-hmm. and I'm a little shy, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you're blushing a little bit.
Yeah.
I am the least intimidating interviewer you'll ever meet. Okay. Literally, I'm in my sweatpants.
Yes.
And my, like, cat has been attacking you since you walked in the door. This is probably the least professional interview you'll ever have.
That's a good thing.
No need to be nervous. Okay. I want to talk to you about your latest book.
Yes.
The Enthrall series. How many are there? Excuse me, the Enthrall Secrets.
Yeah, there's seven in the series.
Yeah.
I started off with three books, Enthrall, Enthrall Her, and Enthrall Him. Mm-hmm. And then really my readers, my fans were asking for spin-offs or to extend the series. And I still felt very passionate about the characters. So I wrote two books with Cameron, a book with Richard, and this is Enthrall's Secrets, which is Scarlett's story, Scarlett Winters.
But this is not your first series of books. You've had many more.
Yeah, I started off writing vampire books.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I was going to say, I remember seeing something more like vampire-y to begin with.
Yes, I did. I mean, I was hugely influenced by Anne Rice, huge fan of Anne Rice for many years.
Oh, my husband likes Anne Rice,
yeah. Oh, I just loved her style. I love her writing. I love everything she does. For her readers and her being an activist. I love everything about her. So that inspired me, and I thought I'd write a book for my sister for a surprise. And I literally wrote
what
the book.
What a nice surprise.
I know. It was. I know. She had no idea I wrote the
that
first book.
That makes me want a sister, someone to write a book for you. How lovely.
I know. I thought, because we both were into these Anne Rice books. So I just wrote the book for fun, really. It kind of took the pressure off me, because I thought I'd just write it for Liz. And then we went to New Orleans, And I actually gave the book to her in the Pontchartrain Hotel. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I've written you a book. And she just started reading it, and she just didn't stop reading it. And I thought, and she said, I think you might be good at this.
Oh, sisters.
And I know. And I was like, okay, great. Just keep reading. And she loved it. And I thought, oh, maybe I'm onto something because it brings me so much joy. And I'd written a book when I was like 9 and another when I was 15. So I always had something in me to write a book, I think. And that was it. I had so much pleasure writing this series, this vampire series, that I just kept going.
And really. What was the name of the vampire series?
It's called the Stone Masters Vampire Series.
The Stone Masters. I love that you say masters. I'm going to London in a few weeks and I am so excited.
I'm so afraid. Jealous.
I'm so afraid I'm going to be walking around like mimicking everyone and they're going to be like, why is this American making fun of us? But it's really just my desire to have a British accent. I just want to sound British.
And we want to sound American.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, I think to me, it's funny because people say, you have an accent. I'm like, no, you have the accent.
No, you are the one.
Yeah, but London's going to be incredible. Go to the National Gallery in London. Promise me you'll go.
I will. Yeah, is it like an all-day type event or a half a day maybe?
I would say it's a week event. But if you've only got a day, because there's so many paintings, old masters and some modern paintings too. But they just have one of the biggest collections in the world and it's spectacular.
I'm excited. We're going with our almost 4-year-old. So a lot of this is very different from most trips I've planned before, because usually it's like, what bars can we go to? What restaurants can we go to? The shows we can see. So this is a different kind of trip for me. And I'm trying to figure out, what do you do in London with a kid?
Oh, yes.
You know, like, where can I go? What can I do? I'm sure there's shows.
There's the bus rides, too. The double-decker bus rides will be amazing.
Definitely.
And, of course, when it comes time to nap time, you've got an excuse to take a nap.
Right. That's true. Get a little rest. I'm really excited for that trip. So I want to tell everybody quickly where you and I met.
Yes.
And we were on the set of Private Practice.
Yes. This is a little known fact about me. Yes.
Yeah. Years ago. And this is, I think it was maybe right as you were starting to write, or you had a few books already out?
No, I'd already had quite a few books out by that time, but I was working back in the day as a registered nurse. And So
were you doing nursing to sort of pay the bills while you were writing, or was it just something you were...
Yeah, I think I became a nurse. I was very passionate about being a nurse, but I also love writing, and I was doing both for the longest time. And then circumstances just sort of gave me the opportunity to write full time. And so I just leapt at the chance and, you know, threw myself into it. And so now I'm writing full time.
That's amazing. You know how many people would love to be able to, like, there's so many friends of mine who would love to be able to write full time. And that's great that you're able to
That. I mean, I don't take it for granted. I feel incredibly grateful for this opportunity. And I, you know, it encourages me really to work hard. Really deliver.
Yeah. So I'm sure, there's an expectation there of like, okay, lady, when's the next book?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now, you said that your first book series was about vampires.
Yes.
Was there a sort of natural progression into sort of these, I don't want to like misspeak, but BDSM.
Oh, it's
sex
actually,
books,
it's actually, yeah,
like.
It's actually erotic romance.
Erotic romance.
But yes,
thank
there is
you.
BDSM in the enthrall sessions,
yeah.
And I'm like so many other authors who read 50 Shades of Grey, and a friend gave me the book, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have a little read. Let's see what this is, and there was a little bit of hype around it, and I loved it.
Right.
I absolutely loved her storytelling. I loved her storytelling. I love the idea about being swept up and swept away. And I thought, romance? Okay, I've usually written dark paranormal. So let me have a bash at writing romance, because I enjoyed the book so much, the 3 books. And so I said to my husband, hey, how would you feel about me writing a romance book? Erotic romance or something in this genre. And he said, okay, sure, if it makes you, you know, if it's something you feel drawn to.
Yeah, if there's an interest there, yeah.
And so I wanted to ask him too, because I knew, I really believed in my heart that I could do it well, because I'd enjoyed writing the romance aspects in the Stone Masters series. And And it just took off. The first book was Enthrall. I released it, I think, in 2013, and it just took off. And then the next book, Enthrall Her and Enthrall Him, and the series just kind of grew and grew, and I've just had the most amazing experience with it. I think it's a series really that helped me get an agent, mm-hmm. An amazing agent, Kimberly Whalen, who's one of the top literary agents in my genre. And then, of course, a book deal with HarperCollins Harlequin.
Which is amazing.
Which is a dream come true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a dream come true to write for Harlequin. So.
That's so fantastic.
Yes. And we have the books, the Icon Trilogy, that's going to be released this year. With the first book, The Chase, mm-hmm. The Game, and The Prize. So three books will come out. The first book is coming out June 6th. It's already available for pre-order. So.
That's incredible. Do you find that these stories just sort of flow out of you when you sit down to write? Or
yes.
are you an author that has to kind of take some time and mull over an idea and that sort of thing?
The first book was actually going to be a spin-off in the Enthrall series. And then my agent said, could you make this its own series? And I said, yeah, I think I can do that. And then I just started writing. And they have a pantser and a plotter in writing. I don't know if you've heard of that. But the pantser is someone who writes by the seat of their pants. And then the plotter is someone who plots it before they even write it. Uh-huh. And I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
So I start writing, I get to know the characters, and I follow the characters along. But as the book is evolving and I'm writing it, it just kind of plots itself. And usually when I step away, I go, okay, that's the next scene, that's the next scene. Very rarely do I say, I want to put that in. Hi.
Sorry,
hi,
my cat. My cat has been driving us a little crazy.
No,
since,
she's the cutest
Vanessa
cat,
walked in and my cat is like, hello, welcome to my house. And now I'm going to play with all of your stuff. She's sitting right here between us.
And of course, funny enough, my character, Zara Layton, who's in The Chase, loves cats.
Really?
She has a thing for cats, so.
I want to back up really quick before we get too into your process about how we met Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, so I had a very small part on Grey's Anatomy as a nurse. And
it was a big part, very big scene.
It was a very big scene, yeah, and I didn't realize it at the time. But they wanted an actual real nurse as well. That's something that's very big in TV is they want, especially if it's like a medical show, they want actual paramedics, and you know, if people have cop experience or nurse experience, those types of shows sometimes will hire people with real experience.
Also a time thing, like if they just don't have time to show an extra how to take a blood pressure, apply an oxygen mask, or perform CPR, fake CPR.
You're right.
And so really they just say, this is what we're going to do, because they move fast in television,
they
don't
do.
They?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were doing background. I mean, essentially, I don't like to. I don't want to minimize it, but you were doing background in that scene with me, and we were there for hours, just chatting and talking about writing and acting and
we
the industry.
We hit it off immediately.
Yeah, and we
the
became
scene
friends.
Was tough, wasn't it? It was a very tough scene.
It was a tough scene. Yeah, and people, of course, my goofy friends, message me and go, "Why are you asking about her underwear?" And I'm like, it was a rape scene. What is wrong with you?
Yes, it was a very. It was, and the act. I think ridiculous. The actresses were incredible, and they.
They were so good.
It was difficult, actually, at times to be in the room with them because they were so
intense,
authentic, and so compelling. Mm-hmm. So it was quite an experience. I was there as like an RN, like a specialist extra. So.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, I
like
think...
Like an expert.
So, so when they're taking the photographs, I'm clipping the actress's nails as if I'm taking samples, and I'm like the other forensic specialist with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I do want to say that I don't want to be an... I don't want to be an actress. I'm not an actress. I really did it because it was a great opportunity and it was good money, to be honest. They pay you a little extra. I was writing and nursing. So really, that was why I was doing it, but my heart really is with writing, because I don't have your talent.
Aww.
I'm not really the sort of person that goes on camera. I'm more I'm a little shyer. I'm sort of in the background, and I'm very happy with that. So, but it was wonderful to be in that experience and to watch it. You're so calm and confident, and you just know what you're doing. So you even know where to stand. So.
Oh, thanks. Well, I love performing. And while we were talking about this earlier, while I'm enjoying podcasting and yes. all of the writing and stuff that I get to do as a part of that, my heart is really in acting. Like, yeah. I love performing. Well, it's so natural. I love making people laugh.
And it's like when you transition, mm-hmm. it seems such an organic experience for you. Yeah. Whereas for me, it would be a big shift.
Yeah.
So that's obviously why I'm not meant to be doing that. But for you, I just remember thinking you're just so natural and you're just so calm in that environment. Oh, whereas I leaned on you during those scenes.
Oh,
and
you're
I
was so like, sweet.
Show me what to do. You know?
Well, it yeah. all worked out. And if you guys want to see the clip, it's up on my YouTube channel. But I want to talk about then, so... that's where we met, but you and because you are so shy, like you said, yes. you're a little more reserved. Yes. This is a really hot topic.
Yes.
Do you make yourself blush when you're writing
no,
about some of
no,
this
no because I'm trying to I'm just writing
I
so
read
fast.
It I yes. read I read the one that you had sent me on audiobook or oh, no yes. I had
Richard
listened to the audiobook
Richard
yes
yes
and Richard mm-hmm. Rain on audiobook actually was making me blushy yes. a little blushy yes. which is hard to do. But 50 Shades of Grey also made yes. me a little blushy. So
no, it's fine. It's actually you feel very professional when you're writing.
Yeah.
This material.
Do you have to do research?
Yes, I do. I get a lot of emails from people saying, "Did you go to any clubs and did you hang out?" And actually, I didn't. Everything's online, or I read, yeah. or I make a lot of stuff up. You know, writers are naughty about that.
Hey guys, so we're going to get back to our interview with Vanessa in just a minute, and she can tell you a little bit more about the research she does into her novels. But first, I want to tell you a little bit more about Up4 Probiotics. Now, you may or may not know, but probiotics give you support for your digestive system. But some of the other things they can do is support your heart. That's right. Did you know that there are probiotics designed specifically for your heart health? Well, Up4 has a formula just for that. It's Up4 Heart Health. It's clinically formulated to help maintain normal amounts of cholesterol in your body and support your body's natural elimination of cholesterol. And one of the great things about Up4 is they use a trademarked super strain. They've been manufacturing probiotics and only probiotics since 1979, so they have a lot of studies and research backing up their product. And I don't know about you, but whenever I take something for my health, I want to make sure it's backed up with research. So go to motherhoodinhollywood.com, click on the Up4 Probiotics image, and that will take you right to Up4, where you can learn more about the various formulas they have and find out which one is right for you.
So,
well, it's your imagination. Mm. You're tapping into what you would imagine yes. that they would be feeling or thinking in that moment.
Yes. And it's part of the genre, but it's I usually write one, you know, relationships between one man and one woman, but that's what I'm most comfortable with. But it's a fun genre to write in because you really are pushing the envelope. And I kind of like doing that. I did that with my paranormal series. Hey, Gracie. Gracie is attacking the microphone right now.
My cat is sitting on her lap batting at the microphone. This is real professional. Sorry, Vanessa.
No, we love it. It's like company. So, you know, oh, and the coffee just went
and
in.
Now I smell my coffee. Hold on, I have napkins.
See, that we're talking about hot stuff right
oh,
now.
My
if you've
goodness.
Just tuned in. Things, and this is what happens.
Things have gotten real messy and hot.
Get knocked over. No, it's a great genre to write in because mm-hmm. we're talking about love, we're talking about romance, we're talking about passion. And it's life. So it feels very natural when I'm writing about it. I love writing about love and romance and relationships and you know, because we all experience that.
It's definitely a unifying topic. Because everybody
yes.
has had felt love or lust. You know, when you're young, it's hard to tell the difference. Like, I yes. very much remember in college being like, oh, I'm so in love with him. And it was not love.
Yes.
And love is a totally different kind
yes.
of level of emotion. But lust is definitely a unifying.
Yes.
I think because...
But I think it's also we're exploring the characters' growth over the books.
Mm-hmm.
And their growth also comes from that intimacy and that level of trust. And that's what a lot of authors that I'm surrounded with, that's what we're all really aiming to achieve, is that arc of the character, which is also experienced through that intimacy. That level of trust and exploration and getting to know themselves really well and what mm-hmm. they want and asking for what they want, and also providing that affection towards somebody else. So.
Now, 50 Shades of Grey really, I think, brought this genre
yes.
to the forefront. It also, I think, made a lot of people more curious about BDSM and, yes. you know, bondage and, yes. and that sort of thing. What has been your experience? I mean, you said you read the book. Were you on a panel with the author? I think you sent me a message, or you were on a panel with...
I'm on a panel in at the last bookstore in 1 week.
In 1 week,
yes.
Yeah.
And sorry, Gracie's playing on my lap. And it's fun. We're going to be with Laurelyn Page and C.D. Rice, or Christine mm-hmm. Rice. And I'm on a panel with her and those two. Mm-hmm. And Peter Katz okay. is going to be the moderator.
Do you feel like with everybody that's in that genre now, is there constant comparisons to 50 Shades? And now with the new movie coming out, do you yes. think people are always like asking about that movie and about those series of books and how it compares to what you write?
Yes. I really wanted to write something completely different, but in the same kind of...
In the same kind of genre?
Yeah, in the same genre, the same theme of BDSM, but write something very, very different. Mm-hmm. So mine's based actually in Los Angeles at a club called Chrysalis and another club called Enthrall. And it's really about these characters within this club and how they grow. It's basically about how a young woman comes into the club, and we think that she's going to be the one that's going to be swept up by these two alpha males. And it ends up being the other way around. By the third book, she's the great influencer, and she's the person that, you know, changes everybody else. So
I'm laughing yes. because my cat has decided you're the best thing in the room right now. She's just like loving on you.
And she's a superstar.
Yeah, she's very famous. Yes. She doesn't even know.
So
Gracie.
A poor print before I leave. So.
Well, I know that I remember I read all of the 50 Shades book when I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So like my hormones were going bananas, and yes. I just remember reading it going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, like
yeah.
I read it a little later than when everybody else did, and for me that those types of books, Chris calls them my sex books,
yes,
it's rude, how dare he. It That's all okay. started for me with the type of romance novel like that, not romance, erotic romance, I guess, with Outlander,
uh-huh.
the Outlander series.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if that's considered to be erotic romance. Or
I haven't read them.
Really?
But
very graphic.
I've seen the TV show. I think yeah. I watched the first series.
Yeah.
The first. And I saw how, you know, erotic that was. And I thought it was done beautifully, though. Again, it's about the characters.
The TV show was even more mild than the book. Wow. I was like, whoa. I mean.
And I would also, interestingly enough, when I first went traditional with my books were picked up by a traditional publisher, they really wanted to take a lot of that out. It was pre-50 Shades.
Really?
And they really insisted. So I actually released A Vampire's Rise as well as A Vampire's Rise, Orpheus, A Vampire's Rise, mm-hmm. because I wanted to release the erotic edition, because I felt that was important part, again, of the character's growth. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to be more PG. And I, you know, so really writing the Enthrall Sessions was me... not being
held back.
Yeah, held back, kind of, like, and really allow. I mean, you have full control when you're indie. It was an indie. It's an indie series, mm-hmm. although it's done incredibly well. And which 50 Shades was, I think, started off as self-published.
Yeah, yeah.
And was picked up by Random House, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about that independent publishing versus working with a publisher, because
yes.
it seems like I even have friends right now who are like, I've written a book and I've self-published it. And I'm like,
yes.
what? I didn't even know you could do that.
Yes.
That seems, number one, very empowering. But number two, like, just such a great way for authors to like get their books out and get noticed.
It's a wonderful opportunity. Amazon, mm-hmm. I think it's KDP, iBooks, Nook, and Barnes & Noble, you can publish all your books on those platforms.
That's incredible.
It's wonderful. I go through Draft to Digital.
Now, is it all digital copies? Or
no, you can also, with CreateSpace, you can have paperbacks.
Oh, wow.
So what used to happen is you used to have to wait to hopefully get an agent and then have a publisher love your work and then publish publish a book. I almost got an agent back in the day, but I, it just didn't work out. And then I thought, by the time I get it published, it will take 18 months because there's a bit of a delay. So I just leapt at the chance and just published in Thrall. And then I just was part of this big indie community. It's enormous. And the readers are incredible. They're the ones that are making these authors successful. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I just took this chance and it was the best thing I ever did. So I would encourage people. I would say look into traditional, because I'm working right now with a traditional publisher and it's the most amazing experience. I absolutely love every second of it.
Well, what's different? Do you feel like some of the pressure to promote has been taken off of your
shoulders? Not at all. No. You'd think that.
Yeah.
But I feel just as much responsibility to make the Icon Trilogy a success as I did with my Enthrall series. I feel like even a greater responsibility, really. Yeah. And although I am working with a publicist at Harlequin who's wonderful, and I'm working with a publicity firm who we were working as a team, because it takes so much, really, just to reach all these readers. Mm-hmm. But the community, in the indie community, the authors support each other. They promote each other's work. It's not what you'd expect. Like, I really have to fight and get to the top and I'll climb on everybody together. It's completely different. It's like, what can I do for
like
you?
Like in acting. Acting is very much like that. What's in it for me thing? Can you hook me up, you know?
No, this is very much a very supportive network. And we're constantly messaging each other, authors behind the scenes, and encouraging each other. So it's an amazing environment. And what I would say is, when you place that indie environment with the traditional, you actually have a magical combination, I think, because you've got an author who knows how to network, who knows how to promote, who's willing to do the work. And then if you put that formula to traditional, it's usually a pretty successful. And there are a lot of agents and publishers are looking for indie authors who have got a great platform. And of course, a great platform is Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter. And they really want someone who has
a following.
Yeah. So when they launch a book, they have readers waiting for it.
So interesting that you say that, because so much of, and I've talked about this a few times on the show before, in terms of acting and the industry, I'm going to kill this cat. You've heard it here, folks. I'm going to kill my cat.
It won't happen. She's actually petting her.
So much of what happens in the acting industry, and especially now, is you almost get completely overlooked unless you have a social media following, unless you have Facebook fans, Twitter fan followers, you know, whatever. Yes. And built-in audience is far more attractive to producers who are creating TV shows and making movies rather than somebody who has no following and a lot of talent.
Yes. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's very similar in the writing world, where if you come in, if you get the opportunity to sort of build your own content as an indie writer, indie, you know, self-published and whatnot, my God, this cat, then you build up a following, build up an audience, then suddenly you are more attractive to big publishers. So that's so interesting.
Well, I think, you know, they're taking a big risk on you. You know, they're taking a chance on you. So you know, if they see that you're willing to really promote this, your book, their book, it's essentially their book, then you know, I think that takes a bit of pressure off them.
Yeah,
you know, so and it's a joy. I mean, I have to tell you, I'm working with this amazing editor, Anne Leslie, at Harlequin, and she's incredible, really talented. So just the team, the cover, the book cover is gorgeous. You've seen the book cover. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they actually had a photo shoot for the book cover and went all out for the three books. And
that's awesome.
Had really talented models who can get into character. And that was really exciting to see that evolve and the cover evolve. And so they really worked with me and asked my opinion, which was incredible. So I'm so excited about this series. I think the readers are going to love it. It's pretty special.
Now, talking about evolving, do you see this series or any of your books being made into television shows or movies?
Definitely. I mean, I can absolutely envision that. I do write, I mean, we've talked about writing BDSM or erotic romance, but I do write a really great story. So mm-hmm. if you, well, I like to think so.
You
I'm
do.
I'm a little biased. But so if you take that out, or the romance out, or the erotic romance out, the sex out, you're also going to be left with a great story. Mm-hmm. And that, so I try to write books that could be, you know, relatable in that, mm-hmm. you know, concept really as a movie or as a film. Yeah. So that would be a dream come true.
Do you think there has been a rise in interest for the BDSM world because of the popularity of these books?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I know that definitely in the literature, mm-hmm. As far as I have had readers reach out to me and say, what club are you a member of? Or how do I get
what
into
this?
What
do you say?
And I just say, I'm actually not a member of a club. And
I'm in the Disney movie club.
I'm in the Disney movie club.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, and that's about it. But
and you don't have to say, but what clubs are you in?
No. I mean, I do have author friends who are members of clubs, so maybe I would refer them to them.
Yeah.
But I also think that caution is important, and I really feel very protective for my readers.
Yes.
So I pretty much just, you know, just respect their interest, but I can't really recommend any clubs. But I do know an author who can, who's amazing, and yeah.
That's so interesting to me, because I would imagine that people probably assume that you do all of the stuff you write about.
Yeah, I think they probably
it's
do.
It's sort of like not being able to distance yourself from separate a famous actor from the roles they play.
Yes.
You know,
but I always say, when people say you must be involved, I say, well, think of Stephen King. He's not murdering anybody.
Well, that we know of.
That we know of.
His books are terrifying, so it would not surprise me.
No.
I don't think so.
No, that's why he's an amazing writer, because you can actually think that.
Yeah.
I think when you write something, people say, oh,
you must be involved in this somehow.
I think hopefully that's because you've done it right.
That's a wonderful point to make, that just because somebody is able to write about something doesn't necessarily mean that they're involved in it. I think in my mind, I go back to the saying, write what you know.
Yes.
So there's an assumption there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're writing what you know, or if we're all writing what we know.
Yes.
Then it must just mean that you're obviously doing that.
Yeah. Well, with The Chase, it's about a forensic art specialist. Sara Layton's a forensic art specialist with a knack for seeing fakes. And I've obviously never worked in the art world. I did a lot of research.
A lot of research.
And spent time, you know, visiting galleries and really immersing myself in that world.
That's where, especially for the, the BDSM, the control, the giving up control, that sort of thing. That's really what the takeaway for me, that's what it's all about. Like, I think, oh, I don't know that I could ever give up the control. So I would probably be the one that was in control. And, you know, and so you start to sort of think about like how you would react in these types of situations.
Yes.
And it's definitely sparks the imagination.
Yes.
And it's probably lit quite a fires in the bedroom.
Yes, which
people.
Would be a wonderful thing.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me again, is it the Icon series that's available for pre-order?
Yeah, the Icon trilogy. So mm-hmm. we have The Chase, The Game, and The Prize. And it's available for pre-order on Amazon and iBooks and Nook and Kobo right now.
Right now.
Yes. Yeah, so the first book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to see 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes.
Fifty Shades Grayer?
I'm going to see it this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. And I'm going to make sure I put up all of this information about where people can pre-order your books.
Thank you. I so appreciate that.
On Amazon. And I'm sorry my cat has been driving us.
No, it's been wonderful company.
Gracie.
Grace has been wonderful company.
We are trying to talk about dirty sex things, Gracie. And she's interrupting.
She's a true star. Look, she wants center attention.
I'm like, I'm trying to talk about BDSM. And my cat is just wanting to play and be in the conversation. Well, I think your books are wonderful.
Thank you
I
so
really
much.
Enjoyed the
it
audiobook
the
for sure. Especially, you know, being
that was
like
that was Aaron Shedlock read that. Richard Zerain.
Are you going to do any more of those? Or do you think? Or
I think right now I'm going to concentrate on writing for Harlequin.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Well, I think this is going to do really well, and I really, really hope that it gets turned into some kind of TV show or
that
a movie.
Would be incredible,
and then I get cast in it.
Thank you. You'll be absolutely.
Even if it's just a nurse, it's fine. Or not just a nurse, but even if it's a small part, I'll
take
it.
See, that would be wonderful. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Bring all our friends in.
Yay!
Yes.
Oh well, I'm very excited for you. This is wonderful. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank
See how easy it was?
It was wonderfully easy.
You
Thank
were great.
You so much.
All right, everybody. I'm going to put all of this information up about Vanessa's books and the series that you can pre-order right now, as well as information about her many, many other books that are available as well up on motherhoodinhollywood.com. Don't forget to follow me on MIH Podcast on Twitter, as well as on Instagram and Facebook at Motherhood in Hollywood. And for the love of God, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Have a great week, everybody. Remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye.
Mama funny.
Balls.